Today's practice was all review, install 1 through 8. So if you notice the three team periods, well, the two team periods and the semi-team period, we go with the two-man rush, pass under pressure, we call it. It's all move the ball. So you want to hit every situation you can, third down, short yardage, goal line, red zone, two-point. Enroll the different personnel groups in off. Offensively, very productive today, and I think that's a little bit of a product of it because they had a bunch of defense, had a lot of things thrown at them today. So I thought the practice was good. We got exactly out of what we had hoped to get out of it.
Any other questions of Montgomery on the field today?
I thought Ty looked excellent. He had a very good practice Friday, and I thought he had another good practice today. So he does some things very natural. And bless you, he looks to, you know, really picked. He's picked it up really quick, especially for someone that hasn't been here.
Last week, Aaron mentioned that you were, maybe he was joking, but he said the same thing to Jason too, that you're giving away some of the offensive secrets in the defensive meeting room. I don't know if he's joking or not, but I guess what do you think that your offensive mind can lend, that perspective can lend in that defensive room?
Well, you know, big focus is. Focus for our whole team this year was just to raise the football IQ. So we've had coaches spend more time together, offensive and defense coaches, starting back in February. We actually had a contest where coaches were paired together. They were given a topic and 50 minutes to present it. And then there was a reward. Wasn't cash or anything, nothing. No CBA rules are broken. And it was very competitive. And we had a first place, a second place, third place, and a fourth place. And we had the third and fourth place team present to our players today. So my point is we're trying to educate as much as we can defensively how the offense thinks, offense, you know, more about how the defense thinks and things like that. So it's something I think we all realize players grow as they're here. You know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but frankly, you don't have that long. So we're just always trying to increase the learning opportunity, particularly for our young guys. And you know, it stimulates the conversation with the older guys, and it's just very healthy. Generates a lot of activity as far as offensive guys talking to defensive guys. Not that they may not have heard a particular coaching point before, but they've heard it differently, coming from an offensive perspective or a defensive perspective. So that's been a really big focus of ours. Have I learned anything new? Well, I think any time you put your time, you know, as far as how you allot your time to one specific area and now it's more balanced. I mean, I'm just very impressed with our defensive staff. I think those guys are excellent coaches. They have the continuity of being in a room together for a long time. So, you know, you have a chain of command. Frankly, in my position, I think the toughest part of your job is managing your staff. I didn't realize that until I became a head coach. So, if anything, it just confirmed it, that it, what I already knew and just more of appreciation for it.
Mike, when you talk about you pair those guys together for competition,
would
you pair offense?
Yeah, we had Mike Turgovac and James Campen. They did theirs today, and they did it to this theme of stepbrothers. So you can go figure that out. But it was really good. So they've taken the concept and the topic that they had to teach, and you just use some video and you could tell it was a video that the or a movie that the offensive line knew every word in it. So it's good stuff. Very good teaching format. I'm very pleased with not only the way it turned out for the coaches because we spent 2 days going through it. And everybody had an opportunity to compete in this contest. But now that for the coaches to be able to present in front of the whole team, because, defensive guys have never really seen James Campen get up in front of the whole room and teach offensive line play. So just create more opportunities. There's an opportunity for leadership there. It's just trying to, once again, spread the knowledge and raise the football IQ of our football team. Can't do that. They're up on Thursday. So one and two is up on Thursday.
Yeah. How different is your routine?
I don't know. I don't have a routine. It's, you know, I'm still kind of working through job responsibility and got a lot of ideas. A lot of them won't be applied till training camp and in season. So, but it's this is probably the busiest off season for me personally, clearly since my first year here. We have a team activity tomorrow, and Packers.com will let you know what it is. Oh, because to me, people win, people lose. The opportunity that our players will have tomorrow, they'll be in groups of four, you know, maybe five, and there'll be guys that will ride in a cart and with Aaron Rodgers, or they'll be with someone they've never probably really had a conversation with. So it's all – this is about culture. It's about developing the bonding between your players and coaches and support staff. So it's very important. I think Richard has a hell of a home run swing. He's, I heard, it was a very impressive Sunday down there. It's a softball tournament, but you know, I think Richard's just more comfortable. I think Richard's taking that natural step. The biggest thing you see from players, and Richard's definitely in this category, is the first year they're just trying to learn it to get ready to play in a game. And you look at the way he performed in Week One compared to how he performed, you know, the last stretch of the season. So, but now having a chance to go back, look at all the video. It's a lot more natural for him, so he's not thinking about what he's doing. He's really obviously focusing more on his technique and fundamentals and his awareness of what the defense is doing.
Playing along those same lines, have you seen a similar thing with Adams, or even more so Rodgers has said some really nice things about him the last couple of weeks, and he doesn't hand out praise very easily?
I would say Devontae Adams. I mean, for someone that if you wanted a clear illustration, an example of a first-year player taking a jump – in his second year, you just saw it here the last 4 weeks. I think he's been tremendous throughout the OTAs, and he's got more in front of him too. So that's what's exciting. But yeah, I think Devontae's done a great job in his strength and conditioning, and he's been really, really good in practice throughout this deal. So Devontae, if you wanted me to pick an MVP or an All Star, he would definitely be at the top of the list.
Two more, please.
Yeah, Matt had a heck of a day today. Yeah, Matt Blanchard had a heck of a day today. He's, I'll just tell you what I told him when I met him in April. I said, well, you know, why the hell do you not have a job? You know, just after watching his workout and then just watching the video with him of his time in Carolina. I mean, I just think there's a lot there to work with, as far as his physical talent. Young man's a winner, so, and he's in a good place. He's getting better. He's getting better each and every week. And like I said, I think today was his best practice.
I think is Montgomery much more likely to contribute immediately on special teams?
I hope so. I mean, I think Ty will definitely have opportunities on special teams. I mean, our younger players are going to have opportunities on special teams. I mean, there's a chance this will be very young again there. So, yes, I hope so, and I hope he makes an impact.
Hayward did a little bit of individual stuff. Is that I assume it's a sign-up and a basic hand-up?
Yeah, definitely. Casey's getting better. There's just, he's following the protocol that the medical staff and the training staff have for him. So it was important for him and Jordy to get some work here down the stretch so they can go off into the summer workouts with some confidence.
Thank you.